1. Hey, girls. Welcome to the Happy Housewives Club. This is Darla Shine, Happy Housewife number 1. It's been a long time, about a week and a half since I did a podcast. And the last time I told you all we were going to Disney World, but it shows you how much can change in 1 week, because now the venue has changed and we're going to Las Vegas and Atlantic City. We're going to have 2 trips, an East Coast trip and a West Coast trip, hopefully to satisfy everyone. There's no complaining. There's no changing the venue again. This is what we're doing. I hope you all can make it. So start saving your pennies to do that. Dana's with me this morning. Dana?
Good morning.
How are you?
I am really good.
Good. Well, you know, I never wanted to go to Disney World to begin with. I just picked that place because I thought that all the girls would be able to go to Disney World, because a lot of girls may not be allowed to go to Vegas, but it seems like everyone wants to go to Vegas and Atlantic City, so I'm excited.
I am too. I've never been to Atlantic City, and I love Vegas, and, you know, we'll have to do a Happy Housewives Gone Wild video or something.
Happy Housewives Gone Wild, but I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. I have some great things lined up. We're going to see some fabulous shows. We're going to obviously get to meet each other at a cocktail party, which is going to be great. I can't wait to see everyone in person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bringing some celebrity New York stylists who are going to give our moms makeovers.
All right.
Which is going to be fabulous. We're going to have vendors come in, and we're going to do a little Happy Housewives convention. So it's going to be big. It's going to be huge. And I love it. We, you know, Christina, who, thank God for Christina, is like going crazy putting it all together. And as soon as we have the dates and the information, we'll put it out there. But Dana, there's no kids on this trip.
No kids.
You can bring your kids, but you're on your own.
You're on.
I'm not putting pricing for children. I'm not accommodating the children.
We're not bringing nannies in for the kids. Nothing.
Why would I bring babies in for the kids? No. Get your own babysitter. My kids are going to stay home with my mother. Yeah, I'm not tracing. If you want, hire your own nanny and bring, you know, a babysitter for your kids. But I say find someone to watch your kids. Leave them home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of the girls are coming solo, which is great. I didn't think they would be allowed to. I know my husband is never going to let me go without him. He's going to be there. But I will banish him to the room with his laptop computer.
Nothing's wrong with the truck. Sorry, my little one is talking to me.
What's she saying?
Opened. Papa's working outside. Okay.
See, this is exactly why we're not going to bring kids on the trip. This is why. Mommy needs to have some fun.
Yes.
Woo!
I'm actually hoping that Phil will join me for one of the trips. We just need some time alone. It would be kind of cool to...
Well, I think it's fun if you bring your husband. Mm-hmm. You know, they are big boys. They could gamble. They could party. They could do whatever we're doing. I don't think your husband's going to hold you back, but I think if you bring the children, that they will hold you back.
Definitely.
On a trip like this.
And, you know, let's be honest. Most of us, we're all stay-at-home moms or stay-at-home wives. And in the case of the kids, we're always home for them. We're always giving of ourselves. So why not cut ourselves some slack and... You know,
first of all, there should be no guilt. I write this in Happy Housewives, and I say it all the time. You're a great mother. You're home with your kids. Do not feel guilty if once in a while you need to get away with your husband. You should. I think it's healthy for a marriage to get away on your own without the children. You should have date night without your children. You should go away for a weekend at least once a year together to rekindle your romance. The best gift you could give your children, I think, is a stable and loving marriage.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, the children grow up and they see how daddy and mommy treat each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes such a difference, especially for a little boy to see his father, you know, treating his mother nicely. I mean, that's fabulous. It's such a nice gift to give your son. And the stability of knowing that mommy and daddy love each other and I have a family that's not going to break
mm-hmm.
up.
Definitely.
You know, the divorce rate is high. People get divorced. It's a fact of life. It's fine. You know, I mean, people go through that. But if whatever your relationship you're in at the time, I think you have to be dignified. I'll tell you, I have a friend who's going through a divorce right now. And the things that her and her husband say to each other, Dana, in front of the kids are so horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, I mean, take it into a different room, for God's sake.
Yes, definitely. And, you know, it's hard because sometimes, you know, the opportunity comes up and, you know, you get in those moods where you're going back and forth. But, you know, if you can keep in the forefront that there are other people watching you and they are learning from you, even though you, you don't think that they might be. So,
yeah, they're learning. They're listening, you know. And my son, I'll tell you, yesterday I could have killed him. My son, let me tell you what happened. So I picked him up from school, and Connor is playing the saxophone in school, so he has this big saxophone box. So we're driving down the road, and he and Hannah start to fight in the back seat. So he takes the box and hits Hannah with this box. So she's hysterical because he hit her in the chest. You know, I'm thinking that her lung is punctured because this saxophone box is really heavy.
Right.
So I reach back into the back seat. I take the saxophone box, pull into the front seat, open my window, and as I'm driving, I threw it out the window.
You did not.
Which, it's so heavy, I don't even know how I had the strength to do it, which goes to show you I was full of adrenaline.
Oh, my gosh.
I flung it out the window onto a lawn as I'm driving down the road. So Connor...
Talk about mommy on the edge.
Listen, you know the movie Mommy Dearest? I always say, she did nothing. I mean, you should see the things that I do. What on earth did Mommy Dearest, what was that actress' name?
Oh, I don't know.
In real life, Faye, what was it?
I don't know. No,
didn't even
I don't know.
I don't know. But anyway, that woman, that actress, did nothing, I think, compared to what I have done. I mean, she made the kids, big deal, get up and when they were in bed to clean the bathroom. I have gone into my kids' rooms while they were in bed and ripped all their stuff out of their dress and threw it on the floor and made them clean it. believe me, I'm worse. So, anyway, so I flung the saxophone out the window. So Connor's hysterical crying. We get home, and he's like, why'd you do that, Mommy? Why'd you do that? I said, well, if you're going to use your saxophone, which, by the way, is $900 for a saxophone, I'm renting it from the music store. You can rent it for the school year for $100. I said, if you're going to use it as a weapon and hit your sister with it, obviously it's not important to you. So now it's down the block. So Connor had to walk down the block to get the saxophone. So I come into the house.
I'm sorry. I'm just visualizing this whole thing. Go ahead.
So I come into the house, and all of a sudden I hear, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. And my front door, I have double front doors. Connor is taking the saxophone box and ramming it into the front doors like people's trying to break into, you know, a castle when they have the big log of wood and they're running to the door trying to break the castle door open. So now I want to kill him. Now I'm, like, out to kill because I'm so angry. I mean, what is he thinking? Smash me. So I open the front door. I pull him in. I grab him by the hair. I drag him to his room. I locked him in his room. I had to come down. I had to sit down and give myself a timeout because I wanted to strangle him or beat him with the,
saxophone.
I wanted to go and get the belt.
I would have beat him with the saxophone.
But I would never. I would never hit him with the belt. I never have. You know, I think that's disgusting. So that's why I came down. I just sat down in the kitchen. I'm like, okay, Darla, calm down. Relax. Breathe. And I had to calm myself down. And then I went upstairs about 45 minutes later. He was crying. And let's look at it this way. I should have never thrown the saxophone out.
I think it's pretty funny myself, but.
No, but that's bad parenting on my part. And I taught my son, basically what I taught him is this is how you resolve issues, to be completely irrational and out of control. That's what I did.
I'm sorry, it's just way too funny.
So I set an example for my son to be completely irrational. But on the other hand, I'll tell you, he was so scared. He was terrified, thinking that I'm on the edge.
That maybe he's next.
That I'm going to straighten out. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe he's next. So it was, you know, it was a bad afternoon and for both of us. But, you know, he went to his room and he had a timeout. But I had to come down and calm myself down. But this is why people end up hitting their children. You know, because they end up losing control. You know, I wanted to smack him, but I didn't. I walked away. I locked him in his room.
Yep.
I came downstairs. You know, but I think that that's what happens. I think, remember that time a year ago when I smacked Connor in the mouth? I'm still not over it. I'm still devastated that I hit him in the mouth.
Yeah, that hit you pretty hard.
That upset me so much. So, you know, I think my own personal situation is I am against hitting. However, you know, I think that they need to have some serious punishment sometimes. And that's why I did a reverse lock on his room. So I could throw him in his room and lock him in there.
Well, that works.
And he can't get out. Mm-hmm. So that works for
me. What we've done is we actually bought our girls each a Nintendo DS game thingy. And they know that if they cross that line that the DS is gone, you know, we'll put it up for a couple of days or whatever. That's been our leverage with them, and it works very well.
Well, I've done all that. I've taken things away. I flung things out the window. Connor had a Game Boy that I ran over with the car.
But you're a bad driver anyway, so.
No, I threw it in the driveway and ran it over on purpose. To destroy it. So I've taken the toys away. I've destroyed the toys. I mean, you know, most of the time I have to say things are really calm and, you know, everything is fine. But the one thing that I can't tolerate that makes me crazy is when Connor hits his sister. I cannot deal with it. And it puts me over the top because he's 9 now. She's 6. When does this stop? When do they start to get along? I can't take it.
My girls, the roles are reversed. Amanda just turned 5, and Caitlin will be 9 this summer. And Amanda will haul off and crack her in the nose. Fist punch her.
See, but you have to put an end to that. I can't deal with them hitting each other.
I know.
I can't deal with them fighting.
I
mean, you're out, like, in the middle of nowhere. It really, aren't those girls all that they have to play with each other?
And that's what I'm always on them about. I'm like, you know, your sister can be your best friend if you choose to treat her in a nice way. But they don't.
Well, what are you doing when she hits her? What are you doing?
I get right in her face, and I'm like, yeah, it's not
working. Well, that ain't working,
obviously.
Maybe
I'm just too ugly. I don't know. But no.
It's not working. Speaking of ugly, now we can make you beautiful, Dana, because starting next week, our newest addition to the Happy Housewives Club is going to be up.
Yes.
The new beauty
page. But I'm not really ugly to begin with. Let me
with we know that.
Yes, the new beauty page is up. I am very excited about it.
Wait.
Well,
the new page
it will
is not
be
up.
Sorry.
Yet. Sorry. It's coming up. It will be up. And I don't even want to put up till we do a grand introduction, mm-hmm. which is Tammy is going to be the editor and contributor of the new beauty page. In fact, tomorrow she and I are going to do a podcast together to have a whole introduction of the beauty page. And I'm so excited because what's going to happen is each week or so, every couple of weeks, we're going to add a new addition, a new page to the website. Now, Budget Bootcamp has been doing phenomenally,
yes.
Dana. It's great. The thing is, you have to make sure that the girls stay online, stay on Budget Bootcamp, and now that we got into our first couple of weeks and looked at everything, you're going to start working on customized plans
each
for the
girls,
right?
It will take some time, so I don't want anybody posting, you know, where's my plan yet. It's going to take time because we've got almost 60 members of the Budget Bootcamp, so... but yes, we're gonna go through everybody's and get a customized plan so they have a good direction to go, and they still need to be posting their daily numbers.
Right. Well, that's it, girls. Listen, the reason it's called Budget Boot Camp is because it's a boot camp. It's tough, it's rough, and you know what? You can't complain about it. Shut up. We're going to get together. We're going to put our finances in order. I'm the first one here trying to work with this budget boot camp in my own house. I'm not spending any money. I haven't been going shopping. And even if you think that you have extra money or you don't have to watch your P's and Q's, think about it. Are you saving for your kids' college? Do you have a retirement fund? Do you have an emergency
exactly.
fund?
Do you have insurance? I mean, there's so many different areas that you need to think about that, you know, most people can't or don't have the resources to just kind of do whatever. There's always an area that could use some fine-tuning, and you can definitely maximize your money better. Anybody can, you know?
Right. Well, this is what I'm saying. So, you know, even no matter what situation you're in, there are ways that you can save money. There's ways you can budget. And more importantly, mm-hmm. there's ways not to waste your money. Even if you have extra money to spend, why are you wasting it paying full price? Buy on sale. Use coupons. Let's be smart about our money. Isn't the money better in the bank for your children's future? I'll tell you, Dana, I'm scared about the way the whole country is going. I'm watching the real estate market. I'm watching the economy. And things are heading south. And I think we're headed towards a huge recession and a huge depression. And you have been talking with the Dave Ramsey folks, and I'm hoping that – Dave will come on and give an interview for the website, which would be really nice because he's out there trying to help families stay on budget. And I think that there's going to be a lot of layoffs in America, and I think that people now need to start waking up, stocking some money away. And you can stock money away, right, Dana?
Oh, sure.
And still
go
on vacation.
I mean,
once
ultimately,
a year.
Your goal is going to be to have 3 to 6 months worth of expenses. That is your ultimate goal. But the thing that I think we get caught up in is we think that we're in such dire straits sometimes or whatever that we don't deserve to have fun. And that's not true. You work for your money, you need to have some fun, but it's in moderation. You have to be careful.
Well, this is what I think. I think that instead of spending, this is what I like to do, instead of spending your money on a lot of little crap, save up all your money, and once a year go on a great vacation with your family, put some money away, you know, use your money wisely. To me, I think, personally, there's nothing better in life than going on vacation. You know, taking your children to Disney World or taking your family away for the weekend and going to Hershey, wherever you're going to go. You know, and obviously I want everyone to come to Atlantic City and Las Vegas. I want you to save for that. But giving your kids the opportunity and even taking a day trip. You know, let's say anywhere you live, there's a Six Flags near your house. You know, that's money, I think, that makes your life enjoyable. You have to use money to make your life enjoyable. And if you put a little bit away each week into your coffee jar savings,
definitely.
You can have the money to do that.
And for, you know, for the families who are very, very limited on means, doing something fun doesn't – I mean, it's great to be able to go on a nice vacation. But if you can't do it – just allowing yourself the time to go get ice cream with your family. Go out. We go out fishing with our girls all the time during the summer. You know, it's even the little things, too, that count. But you have to reward yourself for your hard work. You can't not do it.
Right. And you're not going to be a happy housewife unless you're out enjoying your life. Now, let me tell you, Dana, there's coupons for everything. If you're going to get an ice cream, you can get 2-for-1 ice cream coupons. You know, watch the coupons, watch what the stores are doing, watch what the restaurants are doing. You know, you can get coupons for early bird specials. You can get coupons for the luncheon specials. You can find ways to really live cheaply. My mother is the queen of living cheaply. She's got a coupon for everything. She knows what's on sale, and she does not pay full price for anything. And you know what I think is a great thing to do is to buy ahead of seasonal items. For example, last week, in all the stores, all the winter coats were like 85% off. So I bought coats for next year for Connor and Hannah. Okay, if you go to Sears, now I love Sears. I think Sears is totally changing their image. I think that they have a lot of cute things. And I was in the kids department, and the coats, I mean $70, $80 coats were 75% off. I got them both coats. It was like two beautiful coats.
That is a good deal.
Didn't even have the $30. You know, so go to Sears, check out, see what they have for next season. You could get ski gloves and, you know, winter boots and all this stuff. I think you should buy it now.
It's definitely worth it because, you know, me, this is something I'm bad about, is I always wait till the last minute to get my girls their coats and their boots and stuff, and I always end up paying way more than I should have. So buying early is definitely the way to go with that.
Right, and buying on sale right now, if you look around, okay, girls, spring is here. I want you to look cute. Old Navy has some really cute things, some nice peasant blouses, some cute skirts. Go pick yourself a couple of outfits and get some flip-flops. I want you to look really cute this summer, really cute this spring. Tammy, the new beauty girl, is going to help us with that. She's going to be talking about what we should be wearing, what we should be putting on our faces, what kind of moisturizer we should use, and I'm really excited, Dana, because Happy Housewives Club is growing, it's expanding, it's huge, and the women love it. And I tell you, I talk to the girls on the website whenever I have something to talk about. I go to the forums before I talk to my friends in real life. How about you?
There's sometimes I do, but I don't know. Because I'm always busy replying to stuff or making sure that the boards are running okay, that I don't always take the time. But I like gleaning information off the other girls, and it really is. We've got a lot of smart women on our board,
which is really great. But listen, Dana, I have to go because I have to run up to the school. I'm reading a book to Hannah's class, but this is really exciting. I'm so happy that we've changed the venue. And, Dana, make sure that you keep these girls in line, that they're writing down their budget, because if you're not being accountable for yourself, the budget boot camp is, you know, it's not going to work. The point is we're forcing you to write down what you're spending. We're forcing you to be conscious of, you know, where your money's going and to put some money away. So you have to be accountable for yourself. You have to get in there, use your daily journal, write down what you're spending. All right, Dana, you have a great day. Okay, bye.